Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Maybe at some point when you were going to school, you read the famous novel by Oscar Wilde, The Portrait of Dorian Gray. It's about a very handsome young man, and he stays very young-looking and good-looking no matter how old he gets. But there's a catch. Up in his attic, there's a painting, a portrait painting of himself. And the more he sins, the more vicious his character becomes, the uglier and uglier his portrait gets. And when he looks at the painting, he just can't stand it. Even though no one else knows how hideous his soul is, he sees it and it drives him crazy. So what do you think a portrait of your own soul would look like? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. On Good Friday, part of what we do is remember that Christ's disfigurement at Calvary is a portrait of your soul and mine. He's covered in spit. He's got thorns sticking out of his head. You can see the ribs coming out of his side where the lash went too deep. His fingers are twitching from the shattered nerves in his wrists. And his body is twisted around and convulsing as he contorts himself to try to breathe. We did that to Jesus. That's the look of our sins. That's what sin does to our souls. We don't need a portrait of what sin does, like Dorian Gray had in his attic. We have paintings of the crucifixion, like the one Matthias Grunewald did in the 16th century. It's ugly, it's brutal, and it's the truth. The truth about what our sins secretly do to us. And if we're not careful, one day there will be a very particular ugly portrait of our souls, and it will be us, and it will last forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Just think, right now, you and I are crafting our souls, which will one day determine what we look like forever. Until the conclusion of the book, Dorian Gray's true character only appears in the painting. But at the end of the book, Dorian Gray's whole appearance takes on the deformed, decrepit look of his soul. That's exactly what will happen to us if we don't convert. All the hidden vices will rise to the surface, and we will be cast in the horrifying portrait that our souls have secretly been painting. Now, if we had some physical disfigurement, and there were any possible way our appearance could be fixed, we'd do everything we could to get that fix. And our physical appearance doesn't last that long anyway. So why, when what's at stake is eternal disfigurement, why don't we find the way to be healed from that now? Because there is a way. There is a restorative therapy that will make our souls beautiful now and our bodies glorious forever. And that way Christ showed us in his resurrection. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. If Christ crucified is the portrait of the ugliness of our sins, then Christ risen is the portrait of what we can be spiritually and later physically by his grace. The broken, mutilated body of Jesus was restored, and more than restored, elevated to a glory not ever seen among the sons of men. And what he was able to do for his own body, he is able to do for all our souls. Imagine if Dorian Gray, instead of seeing the portrait of his soul get more and more hideous every day, imagine if he was able to see a portrait of his soul constantly growing in beauty, in integrity, in strength, and in peace. And then, at the end of his life, instead of turning into the monstrous old man he had painted with his sins, Dorian Gray turned into a being of splendor and grace, whose physical beauty reflected the interior goodness and joy of his soul. That could be what awaits us if we give ourselves to the resurrected Lord and do all that's in our power for a deeper conversion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. So many of us care so much about our external appearances or our fitness, but not about our soul. Christ, on the other hand, allowed his appearance to be marred to the point that the prophet said of him, he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. And then, putting the spiritual first, he rose again with a glorified body. So stop and think. If you had a portrait of your soul in the attic, what would it look like? What spiritual ugliness, what sins, what vices do you have that people don't see on the surface, but they're there? And one day that picture in your attic will be you forever. for all to see. But now we have the chance to reverse that whole process. All we have to do is turn to Jesus and say, I surrender to you. I need you to transform me. He will give you all the grace you need. But as St. Augustine said, God created you without you, but he can't save you without you. We have to do our part for our conversion and our growth in virtue. So let me remind you of that simple, infallible process. Daily meditation on the Word of God, followed every day with a concrete, practical resolution. Some way you will live out your meditation today. And then an examination of conscience every day. And at least monthly confession, even better, every 2 weeks, and the best, every week. That's the path of conversion and virtue. That's the way to transform your portrait, the portrait of your soul. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, have you ever thought about the crucifix, the image of the disfigured Lord hanging on the cross, as a portrait of our own soul?
No, not even a little bit. And I think especially I'm a bit out of practice with art, but I still deep down consider myself to be an artist, and I really do love art. So this is the perfect kind of shortcut in my mind to understanding the state of a soul. You know, it's like I can understand what it's like to look at a drawing, and you know that everything is technically correct, but it feels off. And having a good eye for that helps you adjust a little in a way that's kind of hard to define. And I felt that way thinking about this analogy of the painting of Dorian Gray, the portrait of Dorian Gray. Because I don't know how this struck you, imagining what a painting of your soul would look like, but I thought it was very fitting. I was kind of imagining, I almost imagine my own soul right now as, like, the features are correct, but the colors are kind of off. Because I feel right now, I've been feeling almost a little acidic recently, where the actions are okay, or the actions are good, but my feelings don't quite match up yet. Like a portrait where all of the shapes and the geometry works and it's correct, but the lighting is off, the coloring is off. Oh. It's almost a little pallid, a little greenish, a little imperfect in that sense. And that's my teaching moment. I felt like it got me to reassess myself in a different way.
Calling you to a purifying your intentions and feelings?
It's not quite intentions as much as it is just feelings or reactions to things. You know, like I might not go into something thinking, man, I want to rob someone today. But I might go into something and I am only thinking about, I wish I had what they had, which is different from intention, but you just feel
that's it. That's true. Good point. Excellent
and
point.
And that's what the thought of the portrait made me reflect on. Did you have any...
Well, and our feelings, which just pop up, those can be changed by correcting our thinking and by doing the right action, even when we don't feel like it. So when we notice we don't have the right feeling at this moment, I'm annoyed, I'm angry, I'm resentful, I'm envious, that feeling, even while that feeling remains, if I make the choice to correct my thinking and then do the right action, even if I don't feel like it, if I keep working at it from both those angles, it starts to affect it changes the feeling.
Yeah.
So we fake it till we make it.
So what would you say of your own painting?
Right now, my portrait looks like a spoiled little kid who has no control of himself and throws a fit and just needs to grow up. Thankfully, at least we have today to work on it.
It does. I like the image of an artist carefully correcting and working almost with, you know, there's different mediums you can work with, and some paints dry faster and some paints dry slower. So you're working with like wet on wet. You can change it and manipulate it for quite a long time before it dries. So right now, while we're living, the paint is not yet dry.
That's true.
We can keep lifting the paint off, keep replacing it, keep mixing it. You can mix it even on the canvas.
That's true.
And I like imagining it that way, that it's less despairing. Because I know as an artist, I spend a lot of time when you're mid-sketch, mid-drawing, mid-painting, that you're looking at it and you're like, oh, this is terrible. This incomplete thing. But part of the virtue of an artist is to look at that incomplete, imperfect piece and keep working at it until you draw out the finished piece. like a sculptor, like a painter. So it's just about stepping back, looking at the portrait.
That's the examination of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the daily examination
and
of conscience.
And not giving up, not throwing out the whole canvas. You only get one canvas. We have very limited supplies. We should use them well. But God gives us a lot of paint to work with.
Yep.
And we have a good master if we just listen to him.
Step back and look at yourself once a day. Keep applying paint.
Yeah. It's also, this is such a, this is the metaphor that keeps on giving, because when you think about the classical painters, they had masters that would, sometimes they would, the master would make a painting and then they would copy that painting. They would copy that work, which is why you see almost, it's almost like forgeries. You see very similar paintings, either done from the same model or done after that other painting. And God is our Jesus Christ. He's our example. He's our master. He's our model. And we're just comparing the two paintings and seeing how we can match his style, match his strokes, match his...
That's so well said, because that's precisely daily meditation. You're looking at the Lord. And then examination, you look at yourself. Then you look at the Lord, daily meditation. Then you look at yourself, daily examination, back and forth, back and forth.
Yep. I never understood why it's kind of a cliche of the artist stepping back and putting their thumb up and squinting. I've never done that. But imagine yourself doing that. And then someone please tell me why they do that.
Something about perspective. I don't know. Great analogy. Great conversation. Thank
you. Great meditation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.